You're listening to CKUT, broadcast on 90.3 FM in Montreal and online worldwide at ckut.ca. I'm Jules Bigel. Provincial numbers released in September show a worrying rise in homelessness in Quebec. From 2018 to 2022, the number of people who are visibly homeless in the province increased to around 10,000. Almost half of those people live in Montreal. The Quebec government has committed an additional $15 million to groups fighting homelessness, but advocates say more needs to be done. For individuals, learning more about the issues and the folks who are facing them is a good place to start. One opportunity to do so is at Friday's Nuit des Sans-Abri, happening all over the province of Quebec. It's a 34th edition of gatherings, marches, and vigils where members of the community can come together with organizations and individuals who are experiencing and fighting homelessness. The Montreal version of this event is happening this Friday at 6 p.m. at Place Émilie-Gamelin, with a solidarity march beforehand, meeting at Square Phillips by McGill Metro Station around 4:30 p.m. You can find those details and more at itinerance.ca/Montreal. To talk more about La Nuit des Sans-Abri, I have Julia Ouellette from the Réseau Solidarité Itinérance du Québec. Here's our conversation.
I'm Julia Ouellette, in charge of communication at Réseau Solidarité Itinérance du Québec.
So you have an event coming up this Friday, and I'm wondering if you could tell me more about, just what is La Nuit des Sans-Abri?
Yeah, La Nuit des Sans-Abri has existed for like 34 years now, and it's organized by an organization that works with people that are experiencing homelessness in many towns and villages across Quebec. During this evening, the entire population is invited to gather in a public space as a show of solidarity with people experiencing homelessness or at risk of being homeless. The event also aims to give a voice to these people, to demystify the realities around homelessness, but also to deconstruct prejudice and create a space for social diversity. It's a festive event which can take shape in different faces, music, awareness, testimonies, etc. And you can be invited to share a soup, some food, a coffee, to attend the show. Some places have like a solidarity march, a parade, etc.
Yeah, I know the event in Montreal is a march first and then it's a vigil, right? But you're saying it's not just, like a somber, serious event. It's a place where people can go, share a meal, and, not just hear people's stories, but actually maybe get to know each other a little bit.
Yeah, sure. It's different from other action that we do all around the year, like maybe more about wanting to revendicate. La Nuit des Sans-Abri is really to just be together, talk about the problem that, and just to show some solidarity to those people who are experiencing a lot of solitude, a lot of stigma. So it's really it's a festive event for talking about a sad problem,
Yeah. I mean, I know this is an issue that's been on people's minds because last month we saw the province release numbers from, I think it was a 2022 count, visible homelessness had, I think, doubled in the province since 2018. Since then, we've really seen a lot of conversation about it. Why has there been such a big increase over the past 4 or 5 years?
It's been a moment. We have predicted this increase. Right now, with the housing crisis, the inflation, the unchanging income coming from the social assistance program, the difficulty to access health services, people that experience homelessness have a hard time finding a way to get out of it, actually. It's like a multiple factor that bring people to the street and then they have no solution to just get out of it, The situation of the camps also adds to the complexity and can make the situation seem really more urgent because now it's visible, but it has always been there and always been really important. also now municipalities see the urgency of playing a role into the issue. They have recently joined the conversation because they are facing problems of social cohabitation and people having just like no place to stay, right? But we cannot just say it's because of housing problem. It's really a multiple factor that play together.
Yeah. As you said, it's more municipalities dealing with it, right? Part of the numbers that were released were something interesting from those numbers was that it wasn't just, you know, a Montreal problem. It was an issue that's affecting all kinds of municipalities in Quebec. And that's why we saw Quebec municipalities asking the provincial government for more funding and getting more funding, you know, which is a start. But what is the conversation like among, you know, different levels of government in Quebec right now?
As I just said, the municipality just joined the conversation, so it's pretty new. We have in Quebec something that is really special at the provincial level. We have La Politique de lutte à l'itinérance since 2014. So this plays a big role into discussion because the MSSS really look at this politic to make sure that the action plans are related to this politics. We also have a really special thing in Quebec that with the federal government, we have, I don't know what is it in English, but une entente between the Quebec and the Canada, between the program Vers un chez soi. It's just the Quebec who have this kind of entente. But the discussion has always been ongoing, but I would say that now we see government wanting to really create more opportunities about it. You know, the numbers that you just have said, it's in 2022. They released the number 1 year later. We know it's much more, and we also can question how those numbers are collected. But the conversation is ongoing with a lot of people like us, like people on the field. But the question remains, where are the other ministry? You know, we don't hear much about the Ministry of Housing, Social Solidarity, Justice. We think we really need to join all of those ministry now to make this conversation more meaningful.
As you're saying, there's a lot more always that governments could do on this file. I also feel like, you know, for the average person, they see the problems getting worse and they think, okay, maybe I should donate, or they don't always know what they can do, how they can get involved beyond that. From your perspective, you know, if somebody is looking and seeing more homelessness in their community, whether they want to help from afar or get to know their new neighbors, you know, how can they get involved here?
I think most of people have been always really generous, but I think education is the key right now because, you know, we hear a lot about the camp situation and all of the cohabitation problem that it creates. So when you're experiencing some maybe issue with seeing homeless people in your town, in the park, maybe like really educate yourself about those people. Don't be afraid to just go talk to them and have a conversation with them. Respect them if they don't want to talk to you. But most of the people will talk to you, will be very happy to just talk to you about their situation. I think education is really the key because when we don't know, we're just afraid of the phenomenon, right? Talking about education, La Nuit des Sans-Abris is just the best way to do it because people are there to answer your question, to be together. I think it's just not to be afraid because maybe you just don't know this world of like homelessness, if I could say like that. But just don't be afraid. Go talk to people and let's have fun.
Amazing. Well, Julia, thank you so much for coming on to CKUT today.
Thank you.
That was Julia Ouellet from the Réseau Solidarité Itinérance du Québec, speaking about the Nuit des Sans-Abris that's happening all over Quebec this Friday.
In Montreal, there's a solidarity march happening tomorrow, starting at 4:30 at Square Phillips, right by McGill Metro Station. At 6 o'clock is the full event itself. That's at Place Émilie Gamelin, which is near Barrie-UQAM Metro. For the link to the Facebook page with all the details, you can head to itinerance.ca/Montreal. I'm Jules Bijal. Thanks for listening.